warmly welcomes the delegation of Papua New Guinea and thanks it for its presentation today. Ireland acknowledges Papua New Guinea's efforts to advance human rights domestically and commends progress made since the last UPR cycle. We commend efforts to strengthen the national framework to combat sexual and gender-based violence, including through the development of the National Strategy to Prevent Sexual and Gender-Based Violence and the establishment of a National Gender-Based Violence Secretariat. However, we remain concerned that the national strategy has not been adequately implemented, as reflected by persistently high rates of sexual and gender-based violence and the lack of support for victims. We encourage continued focus and progress in this area. We note also that while there has been progress in strengthening national legislation, Papua New Guinea has not ratified any core international human rights instruments since the last UPR cycle. Therefore, Ireland makes the following recommendations to Papua New Guinea. 1. Ensure adequate funding and resources are allocated to national and provincial secretariats to further build their capacity in combating sexual and gender-based violence. And 2. Ratify the Convention Against Torture and Other Cruel, Inhuman or Degrading Treatment or Punishment, the optional protocols to the Convention on the Rights of the Child on a Communications Procedure and on the Involvement of Children in Armed Conflict, and the Rome Statute of the International Criminal Court. We wish Papua New Guinea every success with this UPR cycle. Thank you.